Welcome to McCarthy Unplugged with Packers Hall of Famer Larry McCarron and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
Welcome to Mike McCarthy Unplugged and Sometimes Uncensored. Mike, Tuesday, but it's Friday before Sunday. Is your body clock all jazzed up?
Oh, yes. It's a mess. I think, you know, it's Friday, and, you know, I think the team is, you know, going through the preparation process, and it's been good, and we can do better. I think today is the day really where you got to hunker in and get the corrections done, and so when you hit that field tomorrow, you know, you get that momentum and confidence before you get on the plane.
Mike, one of the news things floating around this week was the team meeting, the players-only team meeting that wasn't. Okay, that was out there. And it brings a question, what's your philosophy on the player? The media loves players-only team meetings. They think something dramatic's going to come out of it, and now the guys are, what's your philosophy on it?
Well, you know, we have a player council. So, and, you know, with that, there's only a couple meetings a year. And the only thing I ask of the player council is be proactive. You know, let's not wait till something happens. And, you know, if you see something, let's get together and so forth. And so this team isn't a high issue football team. I mean, really, they're fun to coach. You kind of hit different segments of your season where similar challenges come each and every year. The holiday season is a big challenge for everybody. You have to. It's another element of potential distraction that comes into your life. So, I mean, do the young guys, are they handling it as good as they can? I mean, I can only go by what, you know, what they're doing here at work. I have an idea how much they're on their iPads when they leave. So, you know, the information's there. We continue to coach, but there was no players only meeting here at work. I mean, we only have so many hours, and we're very conscientious of having quality, you know, quality time when we are together. So, but you know, if they want to go out and have pizza and do things on Thursday nights and things like that, I'm all for it. Hell, even in the past, we've had position groups come here and watch tape on a Thursday night, or, you know, preparation night, and, you know, someone picked up the pizza tab just because, you know, I think those things are important, and any time they can spend more time together, I think that's a positive. So I think when players get together and they're talking about football, you know, whether they're talking about the pros and cons, I think that's great for your culture. And if they're talking about conflict, I think it's even better. Conflict is good. You know, conflict is something you have to grow. I'm a big believer in it, but I stated it as one of the principles of how we're going to run our operation here. Be very direct, conflict if you have to, and at the end of the day, let's make a group decision and move on. So, you know, it's not worse than sitting in a room with a bunch of guys and they don't say nothing. The meeting breaks, they run around the corner bitching and moaning. So, but that's not the way we operate. So, censor. But sorry about that.
That's okay with me.
Complaining and moaning around the corner, but it's important for guys, players, coaches alike to make sure you stay on top of things, and if you have to work them out.
Mike, during your answer there, you mentioned the holiday season is one of those things you got to deal with this time of year. We've got several of them, just had one. And do you, like, I know your job, you live, you don't work at, do games sometimes ruin holidays for you? Have games ever, you know what I mean?
I wouldn't say game, you know, to me, if a game, I would, not to correct you, but just the way I take the question, I don't think a game can ever ruin anything when it comes to your family. It only ruins it if you allow it to. You know, it's, you know, it takes a committed woman. You know, my wife Jessica's committed to my career, and obviously the sacrifices that are made. You know, your children are committed to it. They understand. You know, great. You know, Gabrielle, I got home in time last night to put the girls to bed, and she was thankful that I was home early, you know, last night. So they understand it, but we'll never let it ruin anything. It's we'll work around it, and we always have. So we were able to spend some time Friday as a family. That was a fun day. But, you know, it's the thing I always worry about is young men. You know, it's, you know, especially the guys that's their first year in professional football and all the positives that come in with it. But, you know, it also it's a big strain on their life. Professional football, professional athletes are under a lot of stress, you know, physical, mental, emotional stress. And you have to help them, you know, manage that. And that's all part of the education, and it's all part of the navigation of each and every season. Because, you know, it's when you play in a game Thursday night against the Bears and you have certain players and certain plays in the game, you're thinking, gosh, the guy's not giving great effort. Our players give great effort. But when you're not totally dialed in or totally focused, you know, it's lack of focus is lack of confidence, which is lack of energy, which may look like lack of effort. So I think there's really, you have to be in tune with that. So because we had some plays in that Chicago game, we had in particular a couple of players where it didn't look like it was supposed to look. And it's not lack of effort. It was the lack of focus and attention to detail, which affects your confidence, which affects your energy. So that's where you have to really educate, and every man has to, you know, regulate that themselves, because, you know, we're not together 24 hours a day, and that wouldn't work either. That would be a short-term answer. So you have to really stay on top of those things, and every man has to take care of that, so when it comes time to compete, that he's whooping the man over him every single play.
Mike, talking about play-to-play football, you can make a pretty strong case of your four losses. Three of them, you were like A play away. Mm-hmm. Make a pretty strong case. How do you go about coaching that A play?
Well, it's critical plays. I mean, there's critical factors, critical plays in each and every game. We treat big play opportunities as a fundamental. I mean, to win in the National Football League, you have to tackle. You have to, you know, you got to block, and you got to take care of the football. Those three are absolutes. They've been around forever. But the fourth one is you have to be able to generate big play production, you know, and that's in the fifth. We have five, and the fifth one's the pursuit and the finish of each play. So those are the five fundamentals of Packer football. I mean, it's something that's put up in the first team meeting, the first time we get together, and that's how we grade our, that's how we grade and evaluate our players. So those are the things I really pay close attention to.
Mike, a couple minutes ago you mentioned your bride, Jessica. And on previous occasions, we haven't talked about it here, you've talked about her grandpa.
Yeah.
Could you tell our audience about Jessica's grandpa?
Robert Snyder, just a bombardier in World War II. He's 97 years old, and just really a unique gentleman, I think would be the best description. I mean, I mean, he's definitely a blessing in my life, and he's truly the, you know, the patriarch of the Snyder family. So that's Jessica's grandfather, and you know, it's just to see him with the great grandchildren. It's unique, and I mean, he's sharp as a tack, and just to hear him tell the stories, and he has really a very unique, smooth, powerful way about him, and he's definitely one of a kind, a classic gentleman.
Do the little kids relate to him pretty good?
Oh,
is
yeah.
Is it pretty cool?
Oh, absolutely. No, it's, yeah, and he does to them, too. It's, you know, and Jessica has a very, very strong relationship with her grandfather. So, yeah, it's special every time you see him because, you know, 97 years old, and he's definitely one of a kind, special man.
While we're off the field, okay, it is the holiday season. Now, will Mike McCarthy, head coach of the Green Bay Packers, will he actually go out shopping?
Ooh. Boy,
actually, how does Mike McCarthy handle that little treat?
I need to do a better job, number one. I'm not very good with the internet shopping, so I need to step my game up. I'm just going to say that. But, you know, I really like Barnes & Noble. I mean, there's certain stores you really like to go to, but you know, it is a little bit of a, you know, it's pretty hectic. So, but yes, I have some assistance in that area.
Good for you. I got to get some. Back on football, Mike. Lifetime, the Bear game, I thought you guys won the line of scrimmage. When I watched on tape, I thought you won the line of scrimmage. Now, in addition to that, You guys are plus six in the turnover ratio, fourth in the league. Eight turnovers offensively, tied for fewest. Now, these are standards, long-held standards that equate to winning. At some point, like, that's going to translate into consecutive wins and all that good stuff that you normally do, doesn't it? I mean, running the ball, stopping the run, all that good stuff, those tried-and-true football axioms, I mean, it's there.
Oh, I agree with you. I mean, I mean that's our philosophy. I mean, that's the way we go about it. I mean, you only have so much time at practice, and you have to commit to, you know, some fundamentals more than others. I mean, it's just the fact of the matter. We've always made a strong commitment from a time standpoint to the fundamentals of handling football. I mean, it's just a very basic, I think, obvious approach. You know, the team with the football has the best chance to win the game. So. Whether it's taking, drill work to take the football away, drill work to protect it when you have it, drill work to catch it, throw it, returning the kicks. I mean, windy days, there's always jug machines flying for the special team returners. So, I mean, we're very conscientious of giving our players as many opportunities as possible to handle the football. So I expect to win the turnover ratio every time we line up.
Mike, today your guys will be going through something you call the STAY program, and I asked about it because I had no idea what that stood for. Soft tissue activation and application. Is that correct?
That's correct.
This is all Greek to me. What is this about?
Do you like that title?
It's pretty it's slick. Great. It's hard to remember, however.
Yeah, I was pretty proud of it myself too. But it's a program that's been done really on an individual basis. Between our training staff and our strength conditioning staff. And, you know, really, one of the conversations that really kind of set me off about it was Aaron Rodgers and I were talking, this is about 4 or 5 years ago, maybe even longer, and talking about how he says, you know, it really kind of takes 4 or 5 years till you figure out your body and you really get into a routine of, you know, taking care of yourself so you can navigate through the whole season, because, you know, you'd always be frustrated with, you know, this guy's getting hurt and he doesn't respond as fast as another guy, and then you're always trying to teach the young guys how to utilize the training room, because, you know, some guys come from different colleges, have different backgrounds, so you have all this. So it was just like a, you know, light bulb went off in my head, and then with our training staff and Mark Lovatt is really, you know, one of the engineers of it. Flea is a big part of it. So then bringing in Adam Corzine, the nutritionist, we developed this, you know, STAY program where we don't have 4 years to wait on our team because, I mean, 20% of it are rookies every year. So, and that was the whole crux of it. And then when we built the new facility, we were able to design a facility to fit the needs for the STAY program. So that's been a real bonus this year. So it's really about educating rookies and young players and everybody involved of all the resources that the training staff has, all the resources the nutritionist has, all the resources that the strength and conditioning have. And it's just like anything in life. When you make it mandatory, Larry, it works out a lot better. So it's a mandatory, program that goes, approximately 2 hours on a Friday, which today is a Friday for us. It's 2 hours where it's just a combination of a number of different things, from massages and ice and cold tank and, you know, an acclimation program in a weight room. So just a number of different things, and it just really helps our guys get their body back and get them ready for Sunday. And it's really about, the activation application of the soft tissue.
Mike, this may be totally stupid, but as you were talking there, I was thinking, okay, you and the coaching staff, crazy hours, high stress. Just now, have you ever thought about, hey, we're going to have a program for the coaches and everybody's got to do it?
Well, you know, we have Packer Pulse for the whole organization, which is a great program. And, I commend Mark Murphy and our fourth floor and Nicole and everybody that put that together. So, I mean, there's something there for the whole organization as far as, staying on top of, your health needs and things like that. But I actually had this conversation and, maybe kind of an off-season type thing for the coaches because, I mean, it's realistic. I don't know how the heck you could really do it in season. I mean, I don't know if that's practical. But Yes, I mean, getting a massage and doing those types of things, that, I mean, they really help you because, you know, sleep deprivation, you know, just it's a grind once you get to November 1st as an NFL coach. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You can feel your body changes every year. And I'll tell you what, this Sunday, Thursday to Thursday schedule now, this is like no other. I mean, this has been a real different experience. So,
have you ever gone through a season like – I think players sometimes do if they get overworked. Have you ever gone through a season where you're hanging on for dear life at the end? You know what I'm saying?
Those are usually really good seasons. Because I can remember just, you know, like our Super Bowl year. I want to say probably like about Thursday or Friday after the game. Because, you know, so much that goes on after the game. You travel and the parade and, you know, all that stuff. And I can just remember when by Friday hit, I thought, God, I don't think I can get out of bed today. You know? So, but, you know, yeah, at the end of the season, there's, you know, you see a couple guys that, you know, everybody has patterns, but you'll see a number of guys get real sick after the season because they're, you know, they're so run down and so forth. So, you know, you try to guard against that, take a lot of supplements, drink a lot of green tea, drink a lot of that vegetable juice in the cafeteria. So.
What about beer?
The great election. Nah, yeah.
I know you're not much of a beer drinker. Yeah. Hey, yesterday before practice, I saw you talking to Alonzo Highsmith. And I'm dying to do a story about him, and I will at some point. Alonzo, okay, he was like a top five. His
if you look draft. At his,
yeah, I mean, he's like a top five draft pick, an incredible athletic career. And then what does he do after football? He becomes a professional prize fighter, a heavyweight, with a 27-1-1 record.
Hell of a fighter.
I mean, you talk about a tough business, huh?
Oh man, he's one. I mean, he's the real deal now. I mean,
yeah.
I saw him fight in Kansas City one night, and he was on the undercard of the Tommy Morrison, and who the heck did he fight that night? But he was a good fighter. I mean, to go from, because, you know, he had a severe knee injury. And I actually met Alonzo back in 1994 because he had been put on IR, and then Marty Schottenheimer, we claimed him, and we took him. He was with us for almost a year because I always kid him now because, I mean, he was in the weight room all day, every day, riding a bike. Because and Marty's deal was, hey, if this guy can get his knee right, you want him on your team. He had such great respect for Alonzo as a player. So, but, you know, he had a severe knee injury, and obviously that ended his football career. So what's he do? He goes in, he starts fighting. It's an incredible story. Incredible by athlete.
27-1-1. Have you ever been to a heavyweight title fight? Was that a
title fight? No, yeah. That wasn't a title fight.
No, I was at the, Tyson Holyfield fight.
Really?
In Vegas where Tyson bit off his ear.
Oh, wow.
It was crazy.
How close were you to the ring?
Well, that was the crazy part is we paid like about $1,000 for tickets,
yeah.
And they were pretty good, but if I had to do over, I'd pay anything to be ringside.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. You know what's amazing about, you know, because I've been to a lot of amateur fights and, you know, in my younger days and really haven't gone probably to fight live in a long time, but the thing that always amazed me was – you know, you get in there and you see the featherweights and just the speed of it and the welterweights and the light, you know, lightweights, welterweights as you go up. But, you know, when they talk heavyweights, because that fight in Kansas City, I mean, they hear the bombs. I mean, just when you know, and having friends that have actually boxed professionally, the thing they always talk about is the body shot. Because, I mean, when you hear it live, you're like, oh, God, you know, that had to hurt. You know, just... And
yeah.
I mean, it's an art form. I mean, I think people don't really, you know, realize that because they think of the brutality of it. But it's truly an art form. And man, what a tough sport. I have a lot of respect for those guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, somebody comes out of there horizontal most of the time. Somebody is leaving in a bad way.
You're talking about being on an island now. I mean, it's you and the other guy. Yeah, that's,
hey, there's no blaming, you know, I got a double team coach.
Yeah, I got double covered or I need a better play call. I need a better, you know, I need a better combination plan or something. But yeah, that's a, you know, in the MMA too. I mean, you talk about
that's madness. Yes, now.
It's impressive. You talk about some impressive athletes.
Mike, I don't know if you had time to think about it before we started, but how about an unsung hero this week?
We're gonna have to go with Chris Kirby.
Yeah,
our video director. I mean, what a talented individual, and you know just what he does for you know our football team and that whole department as a whole is incredible. So I mean the highlight tapes are one of a kind. It's like a movie production. You know we have a highlight tape every Saturday night before a game for every time we win. So and I know our players appreciate it. But I think like a lot of things you appreciate, you really don't understand all the work that goes into it and, you know, the suggestions. We've been working together now for 10 years. And, you know, when I want to change this or add that and change this, you could just see it just kind of, you know, because, you know, every one of those highlights is his own personal work of art. So, yeah, he's very impactful for our football team. Great guy, great family guy. So, Chris Kirby,
we
really appreciate you.
Yeah, that's a great point because, you know, the standard game film, that's got to be dependable in there, and that's one thing. But the ability to take that and to make it entertaining for the guys and the other things he does, that's talent now. That's
well,
a talent.
The video, the utilization of video, my 20 years in this league, it's remarkable what they're able to do. But, you know, whether it's now with the iPads and the whole production of the preparation and the cut-ups and, you know, the video that's available to all of our players, all our coaches. So you got to run that whole gamut. And, you know, Chris and his department do a phenomenal job of that. But then, you know, this is really bonus, you know. And then within his department, you know, Andy's another one does a great job. And Mike Halbach still kind of helps out. But Mike will be our unsung hero in weeks to come for football technology. But it's really impactful because you know, these players today, and coaches included, are so much more visual, and video is used in everything that we do. So whether it's motivation, instruction, you know, installation, it's these guys are gifted, and Chris Kirby is a huge, huge part of that.
Final thing for you, Mike. What we've seen this season, I'll make it the dramatic. Ups, you know, six straight wins, can do nothing wrong, and then the downs, like where you lose 4 or 5. Isn't the dramatic ups and downs kind of typical today's NFL? You look around the league, it's that kind of league. It can be kind of crazy.
Well,
and there's not a lot of difference.
No, it's very difficult to win a game, and that's something that, you know, every week when the process starts, I know I'm totally in tune with. And that's why the fine details are so critical, because that's the difference between winning and losing. I mean, you take one play or, you know, one little piece of a play, and that's the difference in three of our games this year. So we could very easily have a lot better looking record. And so, I mean, you don't win 10, 12, 15 games in an NFL season by not winning 2, 3, or 4 of those on the last play of the game. I mean, it's just the way it goes. You have to find the ways to win those tight games, and that's how you get to double digits plus wins, you know, each and every year. So, and our guys are, you know, they're in tune with that. It's like I said, we treat big play opportunities as a fundamental of football. So, and we need to get some more production in that area.
All right, let's beat the Lions.
Go beat the Lions.